This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Agriculture could enter the spotlight at the next presidential debate on Sunday at Washington University in St. Louis. Politico reports an agriculture question is more likely than you think, but not from a favored ag source. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, has submitted a question regarding animal agriculture for consideration by ABC and CNN. The proposed question is the U.S. is set to miss its 2025 environmental targets. Given that animal agriculture produces 51% of greenhouse gas emissions, will you protect the environment by promoting a plant-based lifestyle? As Politico reports, the proposed question really could make it. ABC and CNN are using an online voting system for questions and will consider the 30 most popular questions. As of Thursday afternoon, the question was 28th most popular, with more than 12,000 votes. Four of the current top 30 questions mention climate change, while another addresses food security. The voting is online at presidentialopenquestions.com. In other ag news, Cargill Meats is gearing up to launch its pasture-crafted beef brand, which the company says will be guaranteed tender and traceable to birth on sustainably operated ranches. The brand will be grass-fed and grain-finished, according to Meeting Place. A Cargill Meats spokesperson called the move a business adjustment to provide the products that people want and the information they want about their product. The pasture-crafted brand is designed for the socially conscious beef consumer who can't afford to go all the way to organic, according to Cargill's website. The company has yet to announce when the pasture-crafted line will be available for retail. Well, on Wednesday, I spent the day in Bond County touring two dairy farms with the St. Louis Dairy Council. Nutrition educator Joyce Fickery and I had a few minutes to talk about the tour, and I learned why they decided to work with a group of college students.
This is our second annual fall farm tour, and we're visiting, as you said, a couple of different locations. We're at Marcoutte's Cheese Creamery, so we have a chance here to see the start of the milking, how cows get milked. We've seen some baby calves, and then actually we come inside now to find out a little bit about the cheese-making process. So the group that is here, we have a number of students, nutrition, dietetic students, and the tour is really designed just to give them an idea of the whole milking process, how it gets started, how we take the milk, use it, turn it into things like cheese, and just have an opportunity to learn a little bit about what life is like on a dairy farm.
Well, I'm enjoying the tour so far. And with these students, do they come from several different colleges? Are they nearby, or what schools are they coming from?
Yes, they are several different colleges. We have a group that came from Carbondale, Illinois, SIU in Carbondale. Another group came from Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, and then Thompson College, which is located in St. Louis.
Is this something that the Dairy Council tries to do often, is reach out? I know you work with grade schools, but is colleges something new that you're trying, or maybe just fill us in on your work with the schools?
Well, we think it's a great opportunity to reach out to college students, and you're right. A lot of our work is with K through 12 students, but since this is a kind of a special group of students that will be going into the field of nutrition, we thought it was just a very good idea to give them a little background, a little experience. As you know, children today and even college-age students may have never been to a farm, maybe don't know where milk comes from. So this puts them right on the farm so they can see the process.
Absolutely. What better a way to demonstrate the real value to dairy foods, and that's what their job is going to be in the future. Now, we're at the Marcoutte Jersey Creamery in Greenville right now, going to be visiting Dahl's Dairy Farm next. And I believe Mr. Dahl does some work with the Dairy Council.
Yes, Frank Dahl is our president for our St. Louis District Dairy Council Board. He's very active, and he's a very good proponent of, again, providing information to all kinds of people about the dairy industry. He does a number of different tours on his farm, starting from preschoolers, I think, from the local preschool here in Greenville. And, of course, today we're going to have college students out there. But, again, it's a great opportunity for a firsthand look on what's involved in dairy farming.
Has the Dairy Council gotten any feedback back from the group that toured last year? What was the response to bringing them out on the farm and showing them, hey, this is where milk is, you know, we get our milk from and cheese is made firsthand?
We do get responses. You know, I think a lot of them were surprised maybe about the number of cows that were on the dairy farm, surprised maybe about some of the different properties of a farm that city children, our kids, may not have been exposed to. But all overall, I think they felt it was a great experience. Again, just a great opportunity to learn a little bit more about the production of milk and cheese.
Well, Joyce, I'm happy to be along with you for the tours today. Is there anything else that the Dairy Council is working on that you want to mention or anything else we haven't covered yet?
Well, I would just say one of our goals this year, again, is to make that connection from the farm to the table. And, of course, I think I mentioned with you before, we do have a brand new program for pre-K through second grade teachers and classrooms called Adopt a Cow. And we're really excited that this is the first full year we've been able to offer that. And, again, it's reaching those kids at the younger ages and letting them know about dairy farming and how a baby calf grows up. So we're excited about that program.
And once again, Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. And I'll have a couple more interviews from my farm visits for you to listen to throughout the next week. And that's all we've got this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.